Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your say by calls on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now we're going to catch up with JC Visteras, and he's the linguist dictionary author for publishing Milestone for Princess Charlotte Bay Umpintimu dictionary that was released. And he's over at Brussels overseas, and I got him on the line. JC, a very good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm fine, thanks.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, a linguist and dictionary author of publishing the Milestone for Princess Charlotte Bay, the Umpintimu mob up there in the Cape. So, tell us how it came about and how the dictionary was formed and who you dealt with, traditional owners up there.
Yes, so I had been working in Princess Charlotte Bay since 2003, basically. So I started working with Flori Bassini, mm-hmm. who was the best speaker of the language around at the time, but I also worked a little bit with her sister Joan Liddy, and she had done work earlier on with an anthropologist colleague called Bruce Rigsby. So it's basically, I think, the three of us who did most of the work for the dictionary.
So, JC, were you based up there for a while, or how did this come about? Were you contacted by the traditional owners, or how'd that all come about?
Well, it's a long chain of people that basically got me to working together with Amita Flori and Amita Jones. So, I was working here in Belgium. I was working on a PhD on English linguistics, so it really had nothing to do with the study of Australian languages. But we had a visiting professor here, a man who had worked in the Kimberley with people in the Kimberley studying various languages in the Kimberley, and I took some classes with him and got interested and said, look, this is really the type of work I would want to do, because these are really interesting, really complex languages that, and there's too few people studying them. So I asked him, look, this is the type of work I'd want to do. Could you help me?
So you put your hand up and you said, pick me.
yes, exactly. And then basically I went to Melbourne. And there was a colleague there who got me in touch with Bruce Rigsby. He's an anthropologist. He's worked with the Lama Lama people for nearly 50 years. So they've worked together on language, on land claims, and so on. And he was basically looking for a younger person to continue the language work. And that's where I came in. So then he introduced me to Flori Bassini and her husband Sunlight. And that's how it started, basically. So in 2003.
So, and how long did you spend with the Umpintimu mob?
Well, I'm there every year, so yes. I basically only skipped 1 year this year, of course, because of the pandemic. And I think in total over the past 17 years, I've never really added it up, but I may have spent about a year and a half to 2 years up there.
Yeah. Well, you could say you are adopted son there, my brother.
Well, I called Flori Bassini. I called her Amita, which is the Umpintimu word for mother.
Yes.
So I really do regard her as a close family member, and it was vice versa, I hope.
Yeah, well, we are strong with our spirits of our ancestors, and our ancestors have spoken, so to speak.
Yes, you could say that. Yep.
Powerful. So, brother, what is the dictionary already out, is it?
Yes, it came out in August.
Okay, fantastic.
So the community got a large number of copies. That was sort of part of what IATSIS in Canberra wanted to do. So they really wanted to give people who had sort of dictionaries in process, give them an opportunity to publish a large number of copies so that the whole community could sort of have their own copy, and also the next generations coming through, like, so in 5 years' time, you know.
Exactly, yep.
Toddlers could also get their copy when they start reading and going to primary and secondary school and so on. So that was sort of the idea behind the project. So this is basically one of, I think, in total about 20 dictionaries that will be published in this project by IATSIS.
Yeah, look, and IATSIS, a fantastic organization, leading from the front, and it makes it so powerful for our children's children to keep our culture still running, the language still strong. When you're talking about the longest living culture on planet Earth, 60,000 years, it is fantastic that we have people like you at the table, my friend.
Yeah, it goes both ways, really. I mean, doing this kind of work, it changes a person.
Yes.
So it really goes both ways, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, no, so true. But so, where are you based? I mean, where do you come from, JC?
So I'm Flemish. My native language is Dutch.
Yes.
And I'm based in Leuven in Belgium. And when I'm in Australia, I'm either up in Cairns and Cape York, or down in Canberra, where I'm also affiliated with the ANU.
Yes.
So that's sort of my geographic base.
So it's just so powerful that we have a person of your caliber from your native land over there in Europe, who want to help our people here in the First Nation people in this country, the Big Island, Australia, and helping traditional owners share their culture and keep their language alive. And that is, you could say, a godsend, like I said, and spirits of our ancestors are very strong.
Yes. You could say that, yeah. Yeah, it's, I mean, my primary interest when I got started was to, basically as a linguist, I want to analyze the language. But very early on, I learned, and this was really a process of learning, that I couldn't, I mean, in order to learn the language, I really had to spend a lot of time with people, try to learn the culture. And that is also what made it such a to me also a very enriching experience, I should say.
Well, when you say walk a mile on someone's moccasins, that's exactly what you did. And we're talking 17 years and and the mob claiming you as a brother, a son, is so powerful. It's meant to be.
Yep. I mean, this year was difficult, of course. I mean, I'm used to seeing everyone every year when I go up. So this year, of course, we were kept apart by the pandemic. But fortunately, there's the social media and so on that allow us to keep in touch. So we sort of keep in touch through Facebook and do the odd call now and then. But of course, it's not the same as being there and also seeing the country again and you know everything that goes with the language and the culture, which is something that I greatly miss at this time. But I hope that we'll be able to travel and visit again soon.
For sure. Yeah. Thank you. So what's next on the project for JC?
Well, Ompitomo is only one of five languages of the Lama Lama. So over the years, I've worked with other old people in the community on those other languages. And we've done a few things. So we've done dictionary apps, so basically smartphone applications with recordings of old people talking the language with photographs and so on. So these are sort of practical applied things that especially are meant to get the young people interested, because they're always on their phone, just like here. But there's a lot of work that remains to be done on also on those other languages. So
it's only scratch on the surface, you could say.
Oh, sorry. We talked across each other. Sorry.
I was just saying it's only a scratch on the surface, so to speak. Beginning's half done.
Yes, exactly. I mean, these languages are very complex, and it just takes a lot of time to analyze them and describe them properly. So this is just one dictionary for one language. Mm. So yes, it is just the beginning, but it's a process we all enjoy a lot, not just me, but also the young people, the descendants of the old people I worked with.
Exactly. Look, thank you very much for sharing. I think it's so fantastic. And the dictionary is out. The Unipinthu mob have got their dictionary out, and you're a helping hand to that. Fantastic. And look, a lot more work to be done. So you may be for the long haul, I'm feeling.
Yes, absolutely. This is a long-term relationship, with the people and with the languages, I'd say.
JC, thank you very much for sharing. You take care, and all the best, and hopefully see you back here in Australia, in Cairns, in the Cape very soon, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Trevor. It was lovely to talk to you.
You take care. All the best to you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
A beautiful yarn there, yarning up there with JC. That's Jean Christopher Vesestrate, and he's the linguist and linguist dictionary author for the Unipinthu mob, releasing their dictionary, publishing milestone for Princess Charlotte Bay. Fantastic. And look, all the way from Brussels over there in Europe. And look, it's a fitting relationship, 17 years, and the COVID-19 kept him away for this year, but he will be back. And that's only one of five tribal languages up that way. So he's loving the relationship and loving sharing the language of the people up there, which is fantastic for our young ones. And keeping our language, our culture, our tradition alive. Fantastic. Have you say you might be yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. As BBM Bumbleybrit Media, 98.7 FM, we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. Give me a call, have your say, 1-800-422-416.
This magic potion's got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, but look in your eyes, find it hard to believe it just came to life. It's got me mesmerized, hypnotized. But this is ancient art, it'll never die. But this is ancient art, and it will never die. Never die. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, listen to that sound, sound, sound. Rode down the back street, police trying to trace me the same way they did the DJ Hickey. Pull me over, hit me up for identity, questioning me about my credibility. Hit the eye, too many of the blue suits with the pen and the bat and the badge. Looking down on me, I give it back. I taste of the medicine to make him think that this boy's hot. I'm shaking the spot, I ain't leaving the spot. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not. Whether you like it or not, whether you like it or not. Ooh yeah, a rainforest warrior, an ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, an ancient warrior. Rainforest warrior, and listen to that sound, sound, sound.
This magic potion's got me seeing visions. It got me dreaming about this sacred place. I run now, or should I face my fate? See, with a look in your eyes, find it hard to believe as this came to life. It got me mesmerized, it got me hypnotized. Well, this is ancient art, but you'll never die. Well, this is ancient art, and if you'll never die, you'll never die. A rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, get down, down, down. Rainforest warrior, the ancient warrior. A rainforest warrior, and listen to that sound, sound, sound.
G'day you mob, this is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your deadly program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give us a call, have you say 1-800-422-416. Now, thumbs up, all the smiles in Mergan. Australian Aboriginal flag flies in Mergan. That's the South Burnett Regional Council. And we're going to catch up a yarn there with Uncle Eric Law, last superintendent of Cherbourg and former mayor, school teacher, returned Vietnam veteran. On the line, Uncle, how are you? Good morning.
Yeah, Trev, I'm going all right.
Thank you for coming to the program, Uncle. First of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
I'm a Waka Waka man, very proud Waka Waka man. Yes. And Cherbourg, this is my home.
Beautiful. Look, great news. Fantastic. Thumbs up. The Aboriginal flag flies there in South Burnett Regional Council. Look, very good news. You've got to be pretty excited and pretty happy. It's the first time this has happened in the main street, yep?
I never thought it would happen, Trev. If I can just explain to you, listen.
Yes.
Mergan and Cherbourg, probably about 8 miles or 8 kilometres apart.
Mm.
Previous old chairman of Mergan Shire Council used to call us twin towns.
Twin towns.
Now, I know a little bit about being a twin because I'm a twin myself.
Well, there you go, yes.
And I always thought that our relationship between Mergan and Cherbourg, you know, you get the term terrible twins. And
the terrible twins.
That was always going to be the case between our two towns.
Yes.
And there's been a bit of fault on both sides of the fence, so a bit of mistrust and a bit of fear.
Sure.
And I'm hoping that this flag raising that happened this time last Thursday,
yes,
will be just a symbol of reconciliation for both our towns, because there's actually a lot happening in this part of the world, which is amazing.
Mm. It's the first time the flag has been flown in South Burnett Regional Council, is that right, out the front?
Yes, at the front of their offices in Kingaroy and at the front of every one of their branch offices. This has been the first time that our flag has been flying.
And I believe you put a motion forward at the table at the council meeting for the flag to be flown. How long ago was that and how long has it been since this conversation has started?
That was about 2 years ago. It was at our local sub-branch. And I've got to thank our sub-branch, our RSL sub-branch.
Yes.
They showed a bit of bravery on that day to accept my motion, and it's been 2 years' battle. But in the meantime, we've had a change of mayors and whatever, but everything sort of came along, and now it's in place.
Yeah, fantastic. And so who is behind the AOK? Who's the mayor there of the South Bernard Regional Council and also Sherberg Aboriginal Council? Who's the mayor there?
The mayor of South Bend Regional Council is a man by the name of Brett Otter.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor of our council, Leah Sherberg, is our first ever female mayor. Elvie Sando, and we're so
too proud. Deadly Elvie, yes, first female. So the conversation between Brett and Elvie was massaged, so to speak, in regarding the flag being flown, and all thumbs up.
Yeah, mate. The previous council, like I said, agreed to it, and the current council said, no, we need to make this happen.
Yes.
And, you know, Trevor, I was just only thinking the other day, my old dad, who passed away a long time ago, about 40-odd years ago, still the smartest person I've ever known.
Yes.
Always said to me, you know, in times when there's dark clouds, there's always a little silver lining.
Mm.
And I always thought with this COVID thing that we're doing, little things like flying the flag and that were sort of just put on the back burners, you know what I mean? People would say, yeah, we agree to it.
Mm.
But as the Murrays know, it always probably never doesn't happen.
Mm.
I think now with COVID, you know, when they'd had a bit of time to do something a little bit extra, maybe this was the thing that they did a little bit extra. Because it's just amazing that we've been able to do that. And the other thing, Trev, which is going to be exciting down this way next year, will be the first time we teach Waka Waka language in a local high school.
Beautiful, fantastic. So when you say, like, the silver lining, well, COVID-19, angel in disguise. So when the big pandemic hit the globe, then smaller conversations, important to black people, but smaller conversations like flying of the flag, came to the surface, so to speak.
Yeah, most definitely. And, you know, like, it took away all what you would normally do if we didn't have this pandemic around.
Yeah.
And it got us to focus. And I think the other one good thing about the pandemic is it got for every one of us to think, not just about ourselves, but how it affects other people.
Mm.
And I think that's been the real blessing in disguise in all of this.
Yeah, fantastic. But it also shows as well, we as First Nation people, especially our elders, and you wear those moccasins at the moment, Uncle, are very patient people, aren't we?
That's the one thing, Trevor, I've been trying to get through to our young people. So I'm a retired teacher.
Yes.
And the one thing I've been trying to get through to our young people is just how patient our old ancestors were, you know. Like, and if they didn't have that patience, well, we don't know what would have happened. But they had the patience, they knew that it would change.
Mm.
And they were so right.
Exactly. Look, it's fantastic news. I can feel your smile coming through the microphone here.
Too
deadly, Uncle. And thank you for sharing. And big shout out there to your mob and your family. And look, thumbs up as well to the South Bernard Regional Council, Mayor Brett Otto. Also, Sherberg Aboriginal Council, Mayor Elvie Sandow. I think it's fantastic. And it's about conversation and building bridges. That's what it's all about, isn't it, Uncle?
Well, that's exactly right, Trev, and then that's what we've got to do. Listen, can I leave you? I was listening to your program yesterday, and you're talking about that White Letter Day.
Yes.
White Ribbon Day.
White Ribbon Day, yes, with the Edmonton Police there, yep.
Yep, and I just want to leave a little quote with you. There's a
Please
quote
do.
That always stuck in my mind.
Please do.
It says, evil will prosper when good men do nothing.
Evil will prosper when good men do nothing. Yeah, good point. Yep. Yeah, powerful.
And we need to be conscious of that, because it's not just a couple's issue. It could be, you know, have wider implications for the whole community.
Exactly.
Gather round, people, let me tell you a story. An eight-year-old story of power and pride. British Lord Vesty and Vincent Glengarry were opposite men on opposite sides. Vesty was fat with money and muscle. Beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard debt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
my name is Benjamin Lenyari. Can't land belong to me. Can land right.
Lingari Kumanda Pampuntawia Palum Pangura Pirun Pakwia Vesti to Pirukurtu Wankanyi Vincent Mani Muno Dallas Unkunji Gidango.
Good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know, at BBM Bumabrit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now we've got the next segment. We've got Which Way Yarning. That's proudly sponsored by Pecone IGA, Brisbane and Edmonton. They give us a box of fruit here once a week here at Bummer Bipra Media in regard to the message we deliver with our young ones. School-based traineeships is about healthy living, healthy lifestyle. So chew on an apple or a banana rather than Chico Roll. That's what we're talking. Look, we're going to catch up a yarn with the guys and girls from Edmonton Police and come to join me in the studios. We've got Officer in Charge OIC from Laura. We've got Adam Frew and also Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, and also we've got Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke, and they've got a bodyguard there, General Duties there at Edmonton. James, come to join us as well. Very good morning to you all. How are you all?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Morning.
Fantastic. Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much for coming to the program. This is a bit of a coin flip. It's the other way around. We got officer in charge from Laura, Adam Frew. We had a yarn with you a couple of weeks ago about you giving birth to which to Yarra Yarning.
Yes.
Yarra Yarns?
Yarra Yarns.
Yarra Yarns, thank you. And I thought that was a deadly tool. Just to recap, just let our listeners know how that all came about. And we've got a surprise coming up here soon. Yeah? So tell us about Yarra Yarns, please, Adam.
Yes. Yarra Yarns is, I share Indigenous stories known as yarns for inspiration, education, reconciliation, and motivation and empowerment. So basically, it started in Yarrabah when there's all these negative stories getting around about Yarrabah and other communities. I thought, well, let's share all the positive stories.
Yes.
You know, there's heaps of stories out there. So yeah, I just went around, spoke to elders and motivated community members, people doing great things in the communities, and get their story.
So how long ago did that start again? Sorry,
2016.
So 2016.
Yeah, 4 years now.
So what was your engagement in starting that? Did you talk to the elders in the community, or how'd that come about?
Yeah, I spoke to the elders in the community, but also engaged the police liaison officers, and yeah, so they pretty much gave me a list of who to speak to.
Yes.
And plus, working in Indigenous communities for over 10 years,
and
Yarra Yarns sort of knew who to talk to.
Exactly. Yarra Yarns started in Yarra, but it has expanded.
It has.
You are now based as the officer in charge up in Laura.
Yes.
And you wanted to continue Yarra Yarns up that way as well.
That's
but
right.
Also different man's country, what we say.
Yes.
So you had to talk to the elders in Laura regarding that.
Yes.
And they gave you the thumbs up.
Yeah. They spoke to the elders in Yarrabah, and they're totally supportive of the concept. They love hearing their stories, but also stories from other communities, because it turns out, you know, we're all connected some way. Yarrabah, in the mission days, had a lot of people come down from the Cape, so everyone's making those connections, and it's great.
And look, a positive spin on the so-called yarns, you know what I mean? There's two sides of the story, so to speak, you know.
Yes.
But we're looking at a glass of water half full here, aren't we?
Yeah.
So just talking about positive stuff.
Yes.
Senior Sergeant Glenn Delay, bring you into the conversation. So with something like that, like I said, when we see the guys and girls in blue uniform, sometimes a negative connotation, so to speak. And when you look at a tool like this, Yarra Yarns, it's about building bridges, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. And Adam's been doing an awesome job there, connecting people. I'm glad that he won that he's up at Laura. That's my old stomping ground.
Yes.
So I'm pretty proud of that. He's also brought those yarns to the Cape. So it's grown from something that Yarrabah, birthed in Yarrabah, and now it's extended up into the Cape. And there's a million yarns up in the Cape.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Well, we are storytellers, aren't we?
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
And
exactly.
Look, it's powerful. And but the other thing I said, as a promotional marketing arm for Yarrabah as well. So no matter where you go with Yarra Yarns in this country, Yarrabah represent front and centre, you could say.
Definitely, yes.
But it's having deadly black yarns,
yes.
But deadly black positive yarns, you could say, with our mob, you know.
Yes.
So the spin on the conversation regarding Yarra Yarns today is on this deadly program segment, Which Way Yarning, Edmonton Police. Adam Frew, you're in here virtually to do interview on Moa on
yes.
this little black duck.
Yes.
So we're flipping a coin here. So you're going to be interviewing me here on National Talk Black on the segment Which Way Yarning, or for Yarra Yarns.
Yes.
Murray, nervous. Nervous, we say nervous.
This is what's brought me here today. I wasn't going to miss this for anything, mate. learning about the guy
black
on
man
the other
blushing
other
here.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic! So I'll spin the microphone over to you, and you can lead the way in regard to the conversation, my friend.
Okay, Trevor. So yeah, basically, where were you born and where did you grow up?
Well, hence the intro. I'm Murray from the Curry. So born at Cloncurry there, and my beautiful mother and father. Mum's from Cairns, Arab Darnley Island woman, and with me in spirit. And Dad born in the Curry, he's the Curry man, and he always says, I'm the Murray from the Curry, you know. He always wants to correct me on that, but, you know. And because I've brought protection and respect for his will, I'll run with that, you know what I mean? He can be the Murray from the Curry.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so I grew up in the Curry, lived in Mount Isa, went to primary school there, started high school in Cairns. Mum wanted to come back to Cairns, and Dad thought, okay, let's bring the family back to Cairns so we can have the rest of our life here in Cairns where Mum's old stomping ground is. So that's where it all stems from.
Yeah, nice. And what was the what did you like most about growing up in basically outback Queensland?
Outback Queensland, and look, big shout out to Dad's side as well. He's the oldest of 11, and his mob, my mob connection to Wanyi Gungalida, that's Burketown, Doomadgee, Mornington Island. So that's our mob out that way. Look, it was deadly growing up in the Isa, and big shout out to the family there. It was a beautiful mining town, and strong in football, rugby league, which was Dad put me into as at the age of 9 years old. So loved football all my life, played football out there, and went to school out there, primary school, Sunset Primary School, which I became the captain of that school out there. And then we started high school at Kalkadoon High School. I did about 4 weeks, and then we moved to Cairns and started at Cairns High, represent Bulldogs here in Cairns.
Mm. Nice. And what are your likes and what are your passions?
Look, love life, high on life. Always got a smile on my dial. Beautiful upbringing with Mum and Dad. So just always been in that happy mode, you know. I wake up in the morning and yes, everything's all good, you know. Fired up every day, Bud Brown's a good day. So I had that sober sort of attitude as well, you know. I don't drink, smoke, or take drugs. Never have, never will. So just high on life, and I feel as I was put on earth here to sprinkle happiness. That's what I do, brother.
Yeah, I can feel it now. That's awesome. And what did you do after school? Like, when you left school, what, you know?
Yeah, so primary school out at Mount Isa, Sunset Primary School. Moved to Cairns, Cairns State High School. Did my junior, senior at Cairns State High School. Married high school sweetheart, Jackie. And so we've been together now for 27 years. Respecting all our beautiful women out there. So I did my junior senior cancer high school. That was it for education. Didn't go any further with any university degree or TAFE course or, you know, apprenticeship. It's Trevor Tim Aries. And that's the only letters I got off my name. That's it, you know. But open for learning. And we are students for life, so always learning, and that's what I've done in the formal education side of it. Yeah.
Yep. And how did you get into radio?
I lined up for television, and they said, oh, no, we can't help you. And then radio said, we'll take you, because I've got the a face for radio, as we always say, you know. Yeah. I'm one of the board of directors here at Bummer Bripper Media, and have been for about 9-odd years. And we had other people doing this particular program, yeah, and National Talk Black. And then there was an opening for this particular show, and I was doing a Sunday show, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, just playing music beats. They call it Motown Sound. And big shout out to Brother Bernard David, who's with the Puna Pima. Him and I started Motown Sound, and we're just doing a Sunday gig and a little bit of yarns on the radio, but playing all the old Stevie Wonders and the Supremes and, yeah, and the Four Tops and the Spinners and all those sort of music back in the day. And then when this position came available, they asked me to do it. I said, I don't want to do that show, you know. I'll just hear playing music. But I got into it, and it helped the corporation out, and it stuck with it. Been here for about 7 years now.
Oh, cool. Mm. And if somebody wanted to get into radio, how would they do that?
Well, like work experience, we've got a lot of kids here. It's a beautiful foundation here for school-based traineeship, and have been set up well by management here. And big shout-out to the board of directors as well.
organise a platform for young ones to come through and learn this fantastic industry, and they can go further. We have a good relationship with BEMA, Brisbane Indigenous Media Association, and they've got AAA training down there, and they put all our young ones, First Nations students, through AAA training. It's how they get their degree and their certificates, 3 and 4 in radio. So there is a pathways, and come through any First Nation radio station across the country, and they'll guide you and direct you into that. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you can do it.
Nice. And you sort of said that you love spreading the happiness and the love and that. Is there anything else that you really like about radio? Would you?
Well, it's a good tool, and it's a good, powerful voice for our mob, you know, as First Nation people. And when you look at mainstream radio, a lot of our yarns aren't on mainstream radios.
That's right.
So this is good, a tool for our mob. And look, we tell our stories and tell our yarns, and we promote our music and what have you. It's a community radio, so it's open for all conversations. And here on, like, National Talk Black, when we don't interview just black people, you know. So it's voice for our mob, and we have yarns across the table with all people from all walks of life and all different industries. And when we talk about the political arena, when the campaigns are on for elections, yeah, we have the yarn with all the politicians and the potential politicians. Yeah. But we get to the other good tool about this industry. We get to yarn with the likes of Jonathan Thurston and, you know, all our stars out there. I mean, I had a yarn yesterday with Steve Renouf and the job that he does with Indigenous Health. And you get to yarn with Jessica Mowboy, and see the perks that come with the job. You know, you get to yarn with some famous people, even from overseas. You know, I got to interview Jimmy Cliff, the old reggae brother, here on this program, and also Bob Marley's son. So that comes with the territory, which is fantastic. And I'm loving the tool. I really do.
Yeah. Awesome. And what message do you have for not only the listeners but also the readers of Yarra Yarns? So.
Yeah, well, to all, especially our young ones out there, we're all in the, Texan mode and what have you, and the message they would pick up is YOLO, you know, but if you do it right, then once is enough, because YOLO is you only live once, but if you do it right, once is enough. So the message about we all got a pass, but don't mean we have to live there. Tomorrow and your future is a clean slate, so you can design your life how you see fit. And my old granddad just said that a jet aeroplane don't have revision mirrors. So focus going forward, focus on your future, and design your life and live life to the fullest. That's my message.
That's amazing. Cool. Well, that's how easy
that's
Yarra
Yarns.
Yarns is.
I made Yarra Yarns. I'm getting up. I'm looking at your beautiful booklet. There's some beautiful people here you got interviewed here. And so, like I said, you're stretching at the bottom of the barrel now, having a yarn with me, but that's all good, brother.
Definitely not.
Delivering from
inspirational
from
stuff there. Thank you very much.
Adam, thank you very much. All the best to you and your team up there, Laura. Big shout out, Laura Mob. And keep doing what you're doing, and love the Yarra Yarns.
Thanks.
All
thanks,
right,
mate.
Too deadly. So over to brother Glenn Delay, Sergeant Glenn Delay. You threw me into the spin of things, you and Nicole, and she's sitting there in the background there, a little smirk on her face, and I didn't know this was coming about, but here it is. I made Yarra Yarn, so thank you.
And we learnt something about you, so that's
you, you did. You walked a mile in my moccasins, didn't you? You want to say something there, Nicole?
No, it's good. I when you're talking about from where your nation people. And because I worked in Doomadgee.
Yes.
And I got to know a lot of the elders there who were part good. From the Kalkadoons and the Gungaleeders.
Yeah, so beautiful.
Lots of lovely.
All right,
lovely
big shout out there to Murundu out there. Yep. Brother Murundu, he's out there and he's one of our strong leaders. So it was a deadly yarn. And thank you guys very much for coming in. Thank you very much, Adam. And also General Judy's James, who's the bodyguard, bringing the mob in here. And so, James, how long have you been with the force, mate?
Been coming up 3.5-4 years.
Three and a half, 4 years.
Yeah.
Yep. And where do you stem from?
London.
London. Oh, do London, you know UK. What I mean? Bullocks. Yep.
Something like that.
So, how long you been in Australia then?
9 years.
9 years. You didn't come over as an officer, did you?
No, I came over. I worked up in the Northern Territory for 5 years for the government up there.
And is this still the terminology there in England? They bobbies, bobbies.
I was a bobby. Yeah,
Bobby. Thank you. That's a bobby, police officer in England.
correct?
Yep. Bobby, okay. Well, nice talking to you, Bobby James, and we'll yarn soon. Too Daily, all right, thank you very much. That's Edmonton Police, Which Way Yarning, and there was Adam Frew there, officer in charge from Laura, and he's a man who headed up the Yarra Yarns and interviewed myself, the bully one, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. So there it is, your mob, you know, a bit about me. So there it is, shy individual. You look at it, taking a photo of you now. Just turn to the right. There's my website, and it's all good. Yep, so here's Overrated. Thank you very much for tuning in your daily program. And that deadly number is 1-800-422-416. You're yarning with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, voice for our people. So do utilize it. Call us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Too Deadly.
Never been about the money, get the hustle, gotta flow. Give it everything I got, I gotta let the world know. Go, brother, go.
You
go,
deadly
go,
one.
Go, sister, go.
You
go,
deadly
go.
One.
Give it everything I got, and as hard as it seems, it don't matter what they say when this is your dream.
No, it don't matter, don't matter.
Let's go.
You a deadly one.
It's been two straight years with blood, sweat, and tears. Trying to get it out the dirt, better believe I put in work. No time to repent it, I did it in a penny. Now all around the country, you know they represent it. They telling me I'm the man, my energy understands. Shout out to my all the kids in my crib and my best friend. I'm motivated and I love it. If they hate it, if they don't want me to make it, why you waiting for the take it? I ain't trying to be the best, I just want to be blessed. Kansas City on the map, down to the Wild West. I'm seeing it unfold, I'm selling my own clothes. I'm booking my own shows, I open my own doors. Lord forgive me if I show off and shake off. All my critics laugh when I said that it would take off. Grab your throat, I hope you choke when I blow. You thought that I was playing when I kicked in the dough. Come on, deadly, let's go.
About the money, get the hustle, gotta flow. Give it everything I gotta let the world know. Go, brother, go.
Go,
deadly
go,
one.
Go, sister, go.
You
go,
deadly
go.
One.
Give it everything I got, and as hard as it seems, it don't matter what they say when this is your dream.
No, it don't matter, don't matter. If you a deadly one.
Determination got me driven, now it's only the beginning. I can see it in my vision, put it working, now we winning. Brother ripping off the stage like a boss, keep it real. Had to learn from mistakes, take a loss from a deal. Motivated more than ever, and it's only getting better. I've been willing it. Who that deadly gone? DJ Deadly, yeah, we killing it. It's not about the money for the people in the street. Look at me deeply in my eyes, I put my heart in the beat. I'm a father from a man, I know when it's God's plan. I'ma do this for my kids and the kids who are fans. Took a second step back, reevaluate my thoughts. I was reaching for the bottle, they calling me role model. Now I know that I'm blessed, so it's time to invest in the music. I use it, diffusing the stress. It's a movement, I'll prove it, I'll be one of the best. Some more hate that you make, it just ain't for success.
Get the money, get the hustle, gotta flow. Give it everything I gotta let the world know. Go, brother, go.
You go, deadly
go.
One.
Go, sister, go.
You
go,
deadly
go.
One.
Give it everything I got, and as hard as it seems, it don't matter what they say when this is your dream.
No, it don't matter, don't matter. If you a deadly one.
It's never been about the money, get the hustle, gotta flow. Give it everything I gotta let the world know. Go, brother, go.
You
go,
deadly
go.
One.
Go, sister, go.
You
go,
deadly
go.
One.
Give it everything I got, and as hard as it seems, it don't matter what they say when this is your dream.
No, it don't matter, don't matter. If you a deadly one.
Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
The sun beats down the clouds. rainforest is tall. The river tar and rushes to my Cocoyology girl. I look into her deep brown eyes, says something I can't hide. The mountains that I climb, I find my sacred, sacred side. Come shine your lights, brighten up the world. Cocoyology, 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 Cocoyology.